Good afternoon. This is Akashvani, and I'm Naresh Mago with the Midday News. The headlines. Polling for fifth phase of Lok Sabha elections to be held tomorrow for 49 seats spread over 8 states and union territories. Campaigning heats up for remaining phases of Lok Sabha polls. Prime Minister and senior BJP leader Narendra Modi addresses election rally at Jamshedpur in Jharkhand. Student enrollment under scheduled caste category goes up by 44% from 2014 to 2022, says National Commission for Backward Classes. IMD says heavy rain will continue to lash Kerala till Tuesday. Satvik Sairaj Ranki Reddy and Chirag Shetty win men's doubles title at Thailand Open Badminton Tournament in Bangkok. And Indian Grandmaster Arvind Chidambaram beats local star A.R. Saleh Saleem to claim sole lead in Sharjah Masters Chess Tournament. The fifth phase of Lok Sabha elections will be held tomorrow. 49 constituencies spread over 6 states and 2 union territories will go to polls in this phase. These include 14 seats in Uttar Pradesh, 13 in Maharashtra, 7 in West Bengal, 5 each in Bihar and Odisha, 3 in Jharkhand and 1 each in Jammu and Kashmir and Ladakh. A total of 695 candidates are in the fray for this phase. Prominent among them are Rajnath Singh, Smriti Irani and Piyush Goyal of the BJP, Rahul Gandhi and K.L. Sharma of Congress, Omar Abdullah of National Conference and Chirag Paswan of LJP Ram Vilas. In Uttar Pradesh, polling parties are reaching the polling booths of the 14 Lok Sabha constituencies where elections will be held tomorrow. Our correspondent has filed this report.
These 14 seats are spread over Awadh and Bundelkhand region of Uttar Pradesh. These are Raibareli, Amethi, Lucknow, Mohanlalganj, Hamirpur, Jalaun, Jhansi, Banda, Fatehpur, Kaushambi, Faizabad, Barabanki, Kaisarganj and Gonda. In last elections, BJP won 13 out of these 14 seats. The only seat that the Saffron Party lost was Raibareli seat, which was won by former Congress chief Sonia Gandhi. Many stalwarts are in fray on these 14 seats this time. Defence Minister and senior BJP leader Rajnath Singh is contesting from Lucknow parliamentary seat as a BJP candidate for the third time. Rajnath Singh is contesting against Samajwadi Party candidate Ravidas Malhotra and Bahujan Samaj Party candidate Sarwar Malik. Another Union Minister Smriti Irani is contesting against K.L. Sharma of Congress in Amethi. Rahul Gandhi is contesting from Raibareli against BJP's Dinesh Pratap Singh. Union Minister Kaushal Kishore is seeking third term from Mohanlalganj seat. The Faizabad Lok Sabha constituency, famous for the Ayodhya temple, is witnessing the contest between BJP's Lallu Singh and Samajwadi Party is Avdesh Prasad. Another important seat is Kaisarganj, from where Karan Bhushan Singh, son of senior BJP leader Braj Bhushan Sharan Singh, is contesting. Sushil Chandra Tiwari, Akashwani News, Lucknow.
In Maharashtra, Dhule, Dindori, Nashik, Kalyan, Palghar, Bhiwandi, Thane, Mumbai North, Mumbai Northwest, Mumbai North East, Mumbai North Central, Mumbai South Central and Mumbai South will go to polls tomorrow. More from our correspondent.
In Maharashtra, fifth phase is the final phase of elections and 13 constituencies will go to polls tomorrow. The fate of 264 candidates will be decided by around 2 crore 46 lakh voters. Prominent candidates include Union Minister Piyush Goyal, Kapil Patil, Dr. Bharti Pawar, Maharashtra Chief Minister Eknath Shinde's son, Dr. Srikant Sinde. There are many sitting MPs in fray, including Subhash Bhamre, Hemant Godse, Rajan Vichare, Rahul Shivale and Arvind Sawant. Another important candidate to watch out for is Public Prosecutor Ujjwal Nikam, who is contesting from the Mumbai North Central seat on BJP ticket against four-term MLA from Dharavi Varsha Gaikwad, fielded by the Congress Party. 5 of the 10 seats in Mumbai metropolitan region are witnessing a direct fight between Eknath Shinde-led Shiv Sena and Shiv Sena UBT. Prarthana, Akashwani News, Mumbai.
Campaigning heats up for the remaining phases of Lok Sabha polls. Prime Minister and senior BJP leader Narendra Modi addressed an election rally at Jamshedpur in Jharkhand today for party candidate Vidyut Varan Mahato. Speaking on the occasion, Mr. Modi said that the 2024 Lok Sabha election is to strengthen the country's present and future. Mr. Modi said businesses are of paramount importance for the development of the country. Launching a scathing attack against Congress, he said, the party considers business community as the enemies of the country. Taking a jibe at Congress leader Rahul Gandhi without naming him, he dared the chief ministers of the Congress and their alliance partner ruled states in Himachal Pradesh and Tamil Nadu, and also those from the India Alliance, for opposing businesses and investors. Mr. Modi sought to know how the youth from these states will get employment if the parties keep opposing businessmen and investors. He asked people whether there should be no discussion on economy, small and medium enterprises, agriculture, and new opportunities for the youth of the country in the ongoing election. However, he said the Congress and the JMM are not bothered about such issues as they do not know anything about development.
चुनाव में देश की अर्थव्यवस्था की चर्चा होनी चाहिए कि नहीं होनी चाहिए चुनाव में उद्योगों लघु उद्योगों की बात होनी चाहिए कि नहीं होनी चाहिए चुनाव में राष्ट्रीय सुरक्षा की बात होनी चाहिए कि नहीं होनी चाहिए चुनाव में कृषि और वन उपज की बात होनी चाहिए कि नहीं होनी चाहिए चुनाव में युवाओं के लिए बनते नए अवसरों की बात होनी चाहिए या नहीं होनी चाहिए चुनाव में हाईवेज एक्सप्रेसवेज और इंफ्रास्ट्रक्चर पर बात होनी चाहिए कि नहीं होनी चाहिए लेकिन कांग्रेस वाले जामुमा वालों को इन सब से कोई मतलब ही नहीं है।
Bahujan Samaj Party Chief Mayawati today addressed an election rally in Basti, Uttar Pradesh. She accused the previous Samajwadi Party government of depriving the SC and ST category people of their constitutional rights.
जब समाजवादी पार्टी सत्ता में थी तो समाजवादी पार्टी ने इन वर्गों के कर्मचारियों का पदोन्नति में आरक्षण बिल्कुल ही समाप्त कर दिया था तो क्या आप लोग दलित और आदिवासी लोग ऐसी समाजवादी पार्टी को वोट देंगे मैं समझती हूँ कि आप लोग बिल्कुल भी ऐसी पार्टी को माफ नहीं करेंगे वोट नहीं देंगे
In Punjab, the election campaign is currently going on at a slow pace in all 13 Lok Sabha constituencies due to the scorching heat. Voting in the state is to be held in the seventh and last phase on the 1st of June. The continuously rising temperature has troubled the candidates. A report.
In the campaigning for the Lok Sabha elections, all the political parties in Punjab are taking advantage of morning and evening street meetings, door-to-door knocks and road shows. Due to the strictness of the election commission, posters, banners and boards are rarely visible on the roadsides or other public places and the noise of loudspeaker is also negligible. Contacting voters in the scorching heat has become a cause of great difficulty for the candidates. Yesterday, the temperature in most of the cities was recorded between 43 to 46 degrees Celsius and yellow, orange and red alerts related to heat waves have been issued for the coming 5 days. Shishu Sharma Shantal, Akashwani News, Jalandhar.
In our series on constituency profiles for the Lok Sabha elections, today we bring you a report on the Sultanpur parliamentary seat in Uttar Pradesh.
Since Independence Congress has won the Sultanpur seat the maximum number of times, one special thing about the seat is that except for the BJP's Devendra Bahadur, there is no other face who has been successful in becoming MP from this seat from the second time. After independence, Congress won the seat 8 times with a different face. BSP won here twice and BJP won 4 times. BJP has again made current MP Menaka Gandhi its candidate from the seat. In the 2019 Lok Sabha elections, Menaka Gandhi defeated BSP's Chandrabhadra Singh by 14,526 votes. Dr. Sanjay Singh of Congress stood third. This time, Samajwadi Party candidates Ram Bhuwal Nisad from the India Alliance and Udraj Verma from Bahujan Samaj Party are in a fray to contest against Menaka Gandhi. All parties have intensified campaigning to ensure the victory of their candidates. Sultanpur Lok Sabha constituency have 5 assembly seats. These include Isauli, Sultanpur, Sadar, Lambhua and Kadipur. A total of 18,52,590 voters in this parliamentary constituency will seal the fate of 9 candidates in EVMs on May 25. Om Awasthi, Akashwani News, Lucknow.
This is Akashwani giving you the news. For quick news updates round the clock, follow us on our Twitter handle at AIR News Alerts.
Lok Nirnay 2024, a special program on the general elections, every evening at 7
and repeat broadcast at 9:30 p.m. on Akashwani Gold.
Updates of election activities, insights from regions and constituencies, expert opinion and analysis
in the world's largest festival of democracy.
Stay tuned to Lok Prasarak Ke Saath, Lok Nirnay 2024.
The student enrollment under the scheduled caste category has grown by 44% from 46 lakh in 2014-15 to 66 lakh in 2021-22. According to a report of the National Commission for Backward Classes, the minority female student enrollment has also witnessed over 42% increase from over 10 lakh in 2014-15 to 15 lakh in 2021-22. The female SC enrollment increased by 51%, whereas that of the ST students went up by 65.2%. According to the report, during the academic year 2020-21, a 27% reservation for the OBC students was implemented in central schools, resulting in over 34,000 OBC children securing admissions. In institutes of national importance, there was a 71% increase in OBC enrollment, with female OBC enrollment more than doubling, the report said. Delhi police has detained several Aam Aadmi Party workers marching towards the BJP headquarters in the national capital as part of Jail Bharo protest. Talking to media, DCP Central Delhi M. Harshavardhan said that restrictions under Section 144 of CRPC have been imposed on DDU Marg and there is no permission for any kind of protest. Security was enhanced outside the BJP headquarters in view of the protest. Addressing the gathering at AAP headquarters ahead of leading the protest march, Delhi Chief Minister Arvind Kejriwal accused the BJP of starting a vendetta against the AAP leaders. He expressed apprehension that in the coming days, AAP leaders might be arrested and party accounts may be frozen. The BJP today claimed that the Aam Aadmi Party is falsely accusing it for the incident of alleged misconduct of Delhi Chief Minister Arvind Kejriwal's PA Bibhav Kumar with AAP MP Swati Maliwal. Addressing the media, Delhi BJP President Virendra Sachdeva said the BJP has no role in this matter. He says Swati Maliwal is AAP's MP and the PA of her own party's convener had misbehaved with her. He also asked why Mr. Kejriwal is silent on the Swati Maliwal incident. Heavy rain continues to lash Kerala. The India Meteorological Department has predicted heavy rain till Tuesday. A red alert has been issued in Pathanamthitta, Kottayam and Idukki districts for today and tomorrow. An orange alert has been issued in Thiruvananthapuram, Kollam, Alappuzha and Ernakulam districts, while a yellow alert has been issued in Thrissur, Palakkad, Malappuram, Kozhikode and Wayanad districts. Quarrying and mining activities have been banned in Pathanamthitta and Idukki districts. Control rooms have been opened. Hilly areas are on a high alert as there is a possibility of landslides and flash floods. People have been asked to move to safer places. Night travel and tourist activities have been restricted in hilly regions. Fishing has been banned on the Kerala coast due to strong winds and bad weather. In sports news, Sattvic Sairaj Ranki Reddy and Chirag Shetty won the men's double of the Thailand Open today, beating the Chinese pair of Chen Bo Young and Liu Yi 21-15 in straight sets. Yesterday, the Indian duo defeated Lu Mingche and Tang Kai Wei of Chinese Taipei 21-11, 21-12 to enter the final of the tournament. In Sharjah, Indian Grandmaster Arvind Chidambaram defeated local star A.R. Saleh Saleem to emerge as the sole leader on 4.5 points after the end of the fifth round of Sharjah Masters Chess Tournament. Chidambaram is now followed by four players, the Iranian duo of Amin Tabatabai and Bardia Daneshwar and Americans Hans-Mok Neiman and Sam Shankland, who all have 4 points apiece. In IPL cricket, a double-header will be played on the final day of the league stage today. In the first match, Sunrisers Hyderabad will lock horns with Punjab Kings at Rajiv Gandhi International Stadium, Hyderabad at 3:30 p.m. In the second match, Rajasthan Royals will be up against Kolkata Knight Riders at Barsapara Cricket Stadium in Guwahati. The game will start at 7:30 p.m. And now, before we end the bulletin, the headlines once again. Polling for the fifth phase of Lok Sabha elections to be held tomorrow for 49 seats spread over 8 states and union territories. Campaigning heats up for remaining phases of Lok Sabha polls. Prime Minister and senior BJP leader Narendra Modi addresses election rally at Jamshedpur in Jharkhand. Student enrollment under scheduled caste category goes up by 44% from 2014 to 2022, says National Commission for Backward Classes. IMD says heavy rain will continue to lash Kerala till Tuesday. Satvik Sai Rajran Kireddy and Chirag Shetty win men's doubles title at Thailand Open Badminton Tournament in Bangkok, and Indian Grandmaster Arvind Chidambaram beats local star A.R. Saleh Salim to claim sole lead in Sharjah Masters Chess Tournament. And with that, we end the midday news.